salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Awliya wal-Akhirin, wa salamu alayka 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 and all the beloved wives and women encompassing the Prophet and streaming from his heart, and all the beloved companions, Hazreti Ali, Hazreti Abu Bakr, Siddiq, Hazreti Omar, Hazreti Osman, and Hazreti Hassan, Hazreti Hussein, the mystic moons, the glorious imams of Islam, and all the 12 imams, all the inheritors, companions throughout time. O Allah, may your blessings increase upon all these noble and splendid beings who represent this single light of prophecy, streaming through the hearts of all the prophets and culminating in the heart of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beautiful community, all humanity. Alhamdulillah.
This is beautiful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We take refuge from all the principle of negativity, and which sows discord and confusion and doubt. And we take refuge in the one who is all merciful, all compassionate, all forgiving, and gathers all of our hearts together into the most beautiful constellation of love. Replicate within your own consciousness the wonderful spiritual states of all those who have received direct guidance from Allah Most High. Proclaim, O my beloved, no reward for this inconceivably precious knowledge do I request from any person. This is the open message to all humanity called Universal Islam. So the Quranic verse begins, replicate within your own consciousness the wonderful spiritual states of all those who have received direct guidance from Allah Most High. So this refers to the prophets, the mothers of the faithful. This refers to the friends of Allah and the mystic saints, and everything that has been reported of these mystic levels and stations and states. And of course, in some way, we can't do this just through our own intention. But we can do that, our intention can be toward Allah to say, you know, grant us this divine bounty that you have granted to your friends. And inshallah, prepare us for it and bring us to these mystic levels. So it's very important that we have them as models, that we take them as models, that we really live our lives in companionship with these mystic beings, not just with, you know, our surrounding, our environment, because that's the normal tendency of our psyche, is to consider its own surroundings as, you know, the great universe. And there's that image of Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi, whose birthday is Monday, and whose honor I would like to gather for a zikr on Monday night, or mesh, or singing and reading of his texts. You know, we compare that also to a fly in a puddle, and that it's such a delightful image, but also, you know, if we really consider it and see how we might replicate that in ourselves, that our own little world, we take that as the universe. So we should take as our world the real universe, which is the universe of souls and of the great souls who bring the light of Allah into the world, and so that we be in companionship with these souls. And you know, we can be. I mean, and sometimes we might do the opposite. Not only maybe not be aware of that, but to say, oh, well, they're too great for me to be with them. But that's not true, you know. That's not true. They came for us. So we should accept their invitation. And that's why, you know, when we wake in the morning or during our prayers, we offer them salams, we offer prayers to them and greetings to their hearts. And we might not mention them all by name, but implicitly, they're all there. So those are our companions, those are our models. And if we look at something long enough, we become that. Whatever we really gaze upon, we absorb into ourself. And therefore, again, it's so important what we meditate on, what we contemplate on, what we bear in our consciousness. So let us, inshallah, elevate ourselves. And we do have that capacity, even though, of course, ultimately only Allah elevates us, only Allah urges us inwardly. We feel that urging, urgency, you know, that comes from Allah, of course. And so, but on the level where our consciousness is, we can say we can inspire ourselves, we can motivate ourselves. So, inshallah, to these more luminous levels of being, and that radiates from these great luminaries. And then we will merge with them. We will, our light will, it will be the nurun ala nur. Our light will merge into their light. And we will be absorbed in them. We will be in their community consciously. And following that, in this same ayah, proclaim, O my beloved. So this is addressed directly to the Rasul, peace be upon him. But whatever is directed directly to the Rasul in Quran is also for us, because it would not have been made known. Had it not been for us too, we would never hear about it. And so again, what we see is already ours, but there's that journey to attain it. So proclaim, O my beloved. No reward for this inconceivably precious knowledge do I request from any person. So this is given, this is the level of the Prophet, and this is what he is, you know, is stationed to say, that no reward. So he's meant to also tell that to others, because people might feel that they have to you know, pay, or that they're expecting. Let's just take it back to his community. You know, that as though they might feel that he is expecting something in return, or he's doing this, he's giving this knowledge, sharing the revelation for an expected reward for himself. Well, he is beyond that. He is only rewarded by Allah. And this is also our own, should be, again, so here is a state, as it is, of a wonderful spiritual state that we should emulate. Not to expect a reward from anyone. So this can apply to our entire life. And very subtly, you know, it can then even apply to our partner, where we expect the most rewards. Of course, when we're living with someone, we are unconsciously expecting, you know, a return and a reward from that person. Well, that actually limits us, because if we put a kind of limitation on the other, well, it really puts it on ourselves as well, and much more even. This is a high level, and obviously there are certain mutual, offerings and mutual responsibilities that a marriage, for instance, a marriage shares. But there is a level even beyond that, where inwardly, even within that structure, social structure, ultimately we can feel, no, I can't expect a reward from this person. And actually that often when things will turn for the better, sometimes when we spiritually release anyone from owing us anything. So it's so amazing. So really Allah, the call of Allah to humanity is turn to me, ask from me, rely on me. You know, these are the great teachings. And if you rely on each other, or if you expect from each other, you will burden the relationships. And you will burden yourself, because you will be disappointed, of course, because no one can reward as Allah rewards. No one can be reliable as Allah is reliable. No one can return our deepest longing and love as Allah can return it. So this frees us. You know, so spiritual path is also going toward freedom. It's going for deeper and deeper submission, yes, on one level, but that submission is really a freeing. It's a freeing ourselves from the limited self. That's what we submit away from. We submit to total being, total reality, all-encompassing love, and we turn away from limitation, limitedness, oppression, coercion, these things. So I'm doing that. Inwardly a solemn one to the prophet and the empty babe to the family of humanity. So let's see. This is another moment of him. The sleep of a person of knowledge, his worship, and he says is like worship. I'm not sure if it has that in the original. So the sleep of a person of knowledge is like worship, and their breathing is like prayer. And a similar tradition states, sleep with knowledge is better than prayer performed ignorantly. So we could refer back to our Quranic verse and, you know, to emulate stations of exalted spiritual stations. So, of course, the station of knowledge, and therefore seek knowledge. You know, this is such a deep hadith, such a deep hadith. And because again, when we say knowledge, what do we mean by knowledge? Do we mean just the accumulation of knowing hadith and knowing Quran? And of course that has great value. There's no question we cannot devalue that. But so in the, first of all, in the realm of knowledge, what I see is that there's gradations. And I think in our, sometimes in our modern culture, it's an either or, you know, we say either this is knowledge and that's not. But the people of knowledge actually see the rainbow of knowledge, and they see the subtle gradations and levels of everything. And so there's this which is good. So just because something is better, it doesn't mean this is not good. And that, of course, is in conformity with our own life, because our life is a journey toward the better and better and the deeper and deeper. And then what was good for us maybe at some point is either not necessary or not as good later on. And what's suitable for a child might not be suitable for an adult. And so that's the same on the path. What was good for one person might not be good for another, depending on where they are spiritually. So that's already an aspect of knowledge that's very important. So, of course, that the person of knowledge is, you know, I immediately think of Sheikh Muzaffar, I think of Sheikh Noor being, you know, living examples, and we have the, you know, living shapes today. Not all could be qualified by this term of a person of knowledge, because that's a person whose every life movement and impulse is coming from divine knowledge and guided by that divine knowledge and wisdom. They've gone beyond that boundary. They've given themselves completely. So we aspire to that. We aspire to that. And that's, of course, part of the leap that we spoke of last night. But it means the one who is always seeking knowledge also. You know, so to come to that state, we have to already find in ourselves the desire to seek knowledge and to seek deeper and deeper levels of knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom, one might say, is the knowledge of how to apply knowledge. You know, because, again, you're not just an encyclopedia. That might be useful for someone else to use, but how helpful is it to you? What is helpful to you is what improves your own life and what makes your life beautiful and what makes others around you happy and felicitous and what brings blessing to the world. I mean, that is knowledge. So knowledge has to have a fruit, has to bear fruit. Otherwise, it's not really knowledge. It can be classified more as, you know, information, but even if it's a high level. So what brings good into the world and good to the hearts? The fruit of knowledge. So this person, of course, their sleep is prayer, because they were always in that state of unity we know of. Again, the person of knowledge is the one who is in union with Allah, in constant unity. So of course, everything about them becomes blessing and is prayer and praise to Allah. So inshallah, may we say, call out with the Prophet, O Lord, increase us in knowledge, increase me in knowledge, and in knowledge that is good for us, in knowledge that brings us closer to you and to your beloved, and in knowledge that clarifies our heart and our mind and brings peace to our body and our lives and our families and brings guidance, O Allah, and brings happiness. And may this be the knowledge that you increase us in. And may we follow the path of knowledge and the great models of knowledge, receive directly from them the mystic knowledge that you impart to them. Wa ila illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. One reality alone, manifesting in infinite divine states and forms and beautiful beings. And Muhammad Rasulullah, that humanity is the one who contains completely this reality and is the key to this reality. For all creation, and is the mercy to creation. What mystic knowledge is that? Alhamdulillah. So when you take hand on the path, you are already receiving divine knowledge. You receive divine knowledge about yourself, that you are a divine being. You are not just an earthly being destined to pass away, or a number among other numbers, or, you know, all the countless metaphors that are kind of lurking around for humanity, which are really distortions, total distortions of the truth. So when you step on this path of Nuruddin Jarahi, you are encountering the deepest level of knowledge. And, you know, inshallah, it's our responsibility to continue going deeper in that. So that humanity is the vessel, humanity is the mirror of the divine essence and divine love and divine compassion and divine forgiveness and divine justice and divine beauty, divine creativity. So this is our life. This is the responsibility given to us in our life. And to manifest and to embody it to the highest level ourselves and to share it with others and open this way for others. Amin, amin, alhamdulillah.